This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Brandon Adams, Dog Nation Daily podcast host. Follow him on Twitter at Dog Nation Daily as well. It's always fun now that BA's in studio with us, just the commercial break conversations. We're talking like insider trading.
And stay out of prison.
Kirk Cousins committing fraud against the Falcons.
That's how they're feeling out there, man. Yeah. That's how they're feeling out there. And it's just the funniest thing about it, and I said it this morning, was like we knew all this stuff, but – it's the fact that he's actually verbalizing.
That's what it is. Yes. It's different to sort of know it or read it or whatever. There's just something, I'm sure like neuroscientists can tell us what it is. There's something about hearing the person you're mad at say the thing you're mad at them for.
Yes.
That just changes the reaction. And that's what today's been.
I am jealous of how much self-esteem he has. I could never imagine having enough self-esteem just to sort of be out there with it. Yep, this is what I did. This is how it is. And I'm sort of okay. I still show up every 2 weeks to get my check or however frequently he gets paid. I am super jealous of that level of self-esteem.
No, there's something to that where it's just like he always tells the truth,
yes.
Maybe more so than he's supposed to, except for about his injury, which is the reason why.
Which is amazing how
kind
much
of the irony of it.
Which is amazing how truthful and stuff he let slip out.
Right.
That he couldn't let that happen.
Yeah, he couldn't. He kept that one secret. That was the one when it was time to keep a secret. He finally could. But that's a great point. It's like, yeah, he's real self-assured just to be out there talking like this.
Just out there, just letting it all hang out. I can't imagine what it must be like.
There's also something about wanting to be on that show twice, right? Like, wanting to be on it in the first place, because a lot of people said no.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and I know they do documentaries about athletes or celebrities or bands or whatever. Sometimes they're independent. Sometimes people want them made about themselves. And I think there's kind of maybe says something about you if you're like, yes, please come document me.
How much money do you need? I mean, at a certain point in time, how much do you need your name out there? How much money do you need? And at a certain point in time, you sort of feel like, surely you got to be taken care of by now.
Didn't he get a big Kohl's deal from the first one?
Did he? Probably.
I think he did. I think he got a big Kohl's deal from the first one because they were talking about how he dressed and everything. So I think he got a nice Kohl's. What is he going for now?
What would it be now? Insider trading protection or something like that.
I don't know.
Anyway, Brandon Adams is here not to talk about that. He's here to talk about Georgia football and college football in general. Next week is SEC Media Days, which is sort of the beginning of all of it for us in this business, certainly you. What have you made of some of the Arch Manning maybe overhype, but then also people reeling it back in other directions, just like the Arch Manning dialogue leading into this season?
So the caveat here is I believe that Manning probably is good. Like, I've talked to enough people who kind of know the situation there. I think he probably is good. And I think the situation last year with Quinn Ewers, because he was such a Texas guy, I think sometimes coaches have a complicated job for reasons beyond just the 11 guys in the field. And I think that Ewers was just sort of destined to be their quarterback last year. However, even if I assume that Manning's probably, a good quarterback, upper echelon within the SEC, Some of the stuff we've heard about him lately is asinine. It's almost like bad on purpose. Like, not to, you know, pick on, but like when Paul Feinbaum goes on TV last week.
That was bad on purpose.
Yeah, to say, you know, he's the best quarterback in college football since Tim Tebow. He hasn't even started for a full season yet. He's only got two career starts, and we're already saying that. So as someone who probably believes that Arch is probably a pretty good guy, probably going to be a pretty good quarterback, we have now reached the level of praise that's just nonsensical. And I think it's just sort of a human natural reflex to recoil against some of that. So all of a sudden now, I guess I'm sort of talking myself into, well, maybe he's even worse than I realize if he's getting praised this much on TV, because that's clearly taking it way too far. And in comparison to a guy that I normally talk about in Gunnar Stockton, look, Manning's got two starts, Stockton's got the one, but Stockton played six quarters in the postseason last year. Yep. And oh yeah, by the way, one of those was a win against the team that Manning plays for while Arch was standing on the sideline watching it all happen. So, I mean, I even think we're getting to the point now where, other than recruiting ranking coming out of high school and famous last name, why is it exactly that Arch Manning's getting so much love compared to the relative anonymity that Gunnar Stockton has experienced this offseason? Logically, it becomes very difficult to explain.
Okay, Orange just said Kurt goes to great clips in the show. So
that's what it is.
That's what it is.
Great clips
is
going to be. That's exactly what it is.
Yeah, usually when you go to SEC Media Days, it's always the coaches you look forward to talking to. Mm-hmm. Maybe sound bites or something like that. It used to be Coach Spurrier, obviously.
Yeah.
Now, is it Lane Kiffin? Is he like that guy that you go to for the possible maybe some humor, maybe some bulletin board material in offseason?
But here's the weird thing about Lane Kiffin. We probably know people like this in our personal lives maybe. He's not nearly as bombastic in person as he is on social media. Like, he gets those sort of Twitter fingers going, and he's just a lot more entertaining kind of behind the keyboard than he is in real life. So I don't know that he delivers in person the way that he delivers on social media. I think the big thing this year is we've had a relatively quiet few off seasons in terms of SEC, you know, like firing squad, stuff like that. I mean, I think there are a bunch of SEC coaches that could be gone at the end of this year. And so I just think that there's a lot of how do you stay off the hot seat? How do you win to make people happy? I mean, we've even kind of thrown Hugh Freeze into that lately because of how badly they've been recruiting. Mm-hmm. That there are a lot of coaches who I think next week are going to be really facing some tough questions in a way that we haven't had SEC Media Days in a little while. This is going to be, to me, kind of an old-school throwback to the intensity of SEC Media Days of the past, where it's sort of like win now or else for a lot more coaches than we've probably said in a few years.
That's a good point. Is there any first-year SEC head coach?
Nobody in the first year.
Yeah, that's unusual. Normally somebody has been fired. All right, perfect time of year to do this. Hot seat rankings. Like, who do you think is on the hottest seat?
Well, I think Napier's on the hottest seat because he probably had to really rally to save himself a year ago, and it's also probably the most interesting. But guys like Mark Stoops, probably gone, I believe, at the end of this year. Sam Pittman, I think there's a very good chance that Pittman would like to retire and move on if he possibly could. Think about a guy like Brian Kelly. Not going to get fired necessarily, but he's had, you know, Jaden Daniels won the Heisman Trophy. You know, he's had a lot of, like, opportunities for success. Hasn't really put it together. I mean, you can start rolling through this. It doesn't take you very far to get to, like, five or six coaches who I say their status for next year is certainly not certain.
What about when you look at from a Georgia standpoint because of Gunnar and everything? Do you look at we're definitely not a damn underdog, but do you look at it under the radar Georgia team, like one of the most under radar teams that Kirby's had?
Yeah, they're definitely not getting national attention right now from like the media, but they're still going to be a preseason top five team. Their win projection is still, along with Alabama and Texas, the highest in the SEC. So there's a little bit of a disconnect for whatever reason. You know, the sort of prevailing media conversation right now is not mentioning Georgia very much, but when the polls come out later on this summer, Georgia's still going to be in the top five. What I think is interesting, you know, a couple of years ago, Kirby Smart openly acknowledged at Media Days, hey, we're coming off a national championship. People want to know if we're going to be complacent, basically owning what he thought the elephant in the room was. Well, this year, it's a lot of people don't think this offense was very, you know, didn't really think this offense was very good a year ago. That's an area where they need improvement. How much of that does Smart just sort of own from the podium? And, you know, he usually has his little mantras, his little catchphrases. Mm-hmm. How much of that is sort of, you know, reflected on the need to be better from where they kind of fell short a year ago? In the past, sometimes Kirby has just sort of admitted what everybody sees with their own eyes. I think it'll be interesting to notice how much of that he does next week, because at the end of the season last year, he did kind of sidestep, I thought, some of that just a bit.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that, because we won't talk to you before Georgia Day, next Tuesday, before he talks and all that. Like, what do you expect his direction of his sort of State of Georgia speech and all of that? Because you know what it is, that you get to stand up there and sort of declare some things or slogan, like you've said in the past. Like, he always has a pretty clear messaging at SC Media Days. What do you expect that to be?
I hope it's related to, like I said before, offensively this team was a big dip in 24 compared to where it had been in 2023. And I hope he just owns that for the need for improved running game, for the need for improved offensive line, and just score more points. Georgia just didn't score it. Against a tougher schedule, of course.
Yeah.
They just didn't score a ton last year compared to what we've seen Georgia do in the years prior to that. That's the part I hope he owns.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way. At the exact same time, like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
When you going back to Napier and everything, do you think because he got the young quarterback, if the record isn't where they need it to be, but the young kid plays well, is that another one of those things where he's just scrapping? Because going back to what you said about Sam Pittman, we were all like, "Well, Sam Pittman's losing his job," and all of a sudden he comes back. Do you think that's that? Can a player say they coach his job, even though the win loss might not be there?
Well, I think the vibe around Florida is a little different now because they did win the basketball championship, so maybe that kind of puts the fans in a good mood. But the flip side of this though is, I would say that the athletic director, Scott Strickland, is typically, you know, also kind of mixed up in this too, because he hired Napier after having to fire the previous coach he also hired in Dan Mullen. So, Strickland could have gotten mixed up into some of this too, where people are now questioning him. But the fact there's a basketball championship, perhaps that saves him a little bit. And now you can kind of evaluate Napier on his own. It's a very tough schedule again. But they need to win more games this year than they did a season ago.
Yeah, you don't normally get to hire a third coach.
Not
as an athletic director. Brandon, thank you.
Appreciate it.
Good to be with
you guys. Talk to you next week at SEC Media Days. That's Brandon Adams there, host of the Dog Nation Daily podcast. Follow him on Twitter at Dog Nation Daily as well.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.